Turway, Northwest London, Yudzayin Shvat, 12th of February, or Rav Simcha Fortshim, halachas relating to rental properties.
It's a great schus to start the day the Torah way. It brings Tzata D'Shmaya for the whole day. Also, those who keep to the committed every day of start the day the Torah way, they are zeichet to an extra Tzata D'Shmaya with Arichas Yomim V'Shonim.
Amen.
So we're going to talk today a little bit about rented apartments, specifically
Specifically,
we're going to get to whether if something comes into your garden, which you rented from a landlord, the garden is also rented to you, something comes in from Hefka, let's say Dirshu, after one of their big events, they had lots of spare boxes of Svarim. Can you imagine that? Lots of spare boxes of Svarim. So they decided to leave a box in your garden, and it's written on their Hefka, it's clearly Hefka. Who's going to be coming with that box of Svarim? Is it the tenant or is it the landlord? That's the question. That's one question. Another question, if the tenant decides to renew his furniture, it's his furniture, and he decides to put the couch outside into his garden, this happens a bit more in Eretz Yisrael, and he writes Hefka on that, then do we say that the landlord has first right to that couch if he's interested in it? Or no, anyone who wants to take it, Kala Kodim Zoycha. What was that?
Whose couch was it in the first place?
It belonged to the tenant. It was his own couch.
Who is supposed to clear it up?
He should clear it up. Barnett might get a bit upset with him
and
after
you're allowed
a while.
To put something in, something.
In your garden, still in your garden. That is question number two. Go on. The couch belongs to the tenant. He wants to renew his furniture. He's put it out in his garden. He's mafker it. He says, Hefka. Who has first rights to that? Do we say the landlord has first rights because it's in his chotzer? Why should he? Very good question. I'll do one more and then we'll move into the longest of it. The third point is, if someone would like to be makne to the soicha, to the tenant, and he wants to put it into his garden because there's such a thing as kinyan chotzer. If it's in my chotzer, then it will become mine. So he put it into the garden of the tenant. Does it become the tenant's? Or do we say that since the landlord also has a bidus over here, then it will belong actually to the landlord or belong to no one because it can't become the tenant's when the actual land belongs to the landlord? Excellent. So all three questions really sound like the question, which is, in a chotza haskura, in a rented out yard or house, who is koina in kinyan chotza? Is it the tenant or is it the landlord? That's really the question. When we get to the end of the shir, we may see the difference between one, two, and three.
Yeah, so wait. Could you repeat the three things?
Yes, so let's go over three questions. We have question one was hefka, like a box of svarim from Dirshu, and it's sitting there in the yard. Who's going to be koina? Is it the landlord or the tenant? Question number two, the soicha, the tenant, put out there a couch that he's not interested in. Will the landlord get it first or anyone else? Question number three, if someone's being makneted to the soicha, to the tenant, will the tenant get it? Or no, he can't get it because it's a rented apartment. He cannot use kinyan chotza in a rented apartment. That's the shaykh. So the first step is that it's a clear machlokes rishonim.
So if somebody wants to deliver a gift to a lady and she's a
fantastic, we'll get to that.
She's a soicha, yeah?
Excellent, yeah, we'll get to that. First point is clear machlokes Rambam and Raivat, and that's on the sheet, that's at the top of the sheet. The Rambam says in Perek Vav of Hilchos Chiras Halacha Hey, he's got a mem in his name, will help us remember. The Rambam holds it goes to the maskin. Now let's read in the Rambam, we'll see it there clearly. Hazevel shebechotza, harehu shel soicha. If animals left the zevel in a chotzer, it belongs to the soicha. Lefikachu metapul boi lahitziyai, he has to deal with it to remove it. Im yashom minig, holchin acha haminig. If there was some minig in that place that doesn't go to the soicha, you'll follow the minig. When does it go to the soicha? B'meh devorim amurim, b'shehoyu habehemais, she'osu hazevel shel soicha. When the animals that left the zebel there, the fertilizer there, belonged to the tenant. The animals belong to the tenant. They produced that zebel. But if animals turned up from somewhere, hefka animals, hazebel shel bal hachotza. The fertilizer belongs to the bal hachotza, the landlord. Shechatzeiroi shel odom, koineroi sheloi midatoi. Because the chotzer of a person is koina for him, even without him knowing about it, even though it's rented to someone else. So it's a clear Rambam, and we'll, won't forget this forever, because the Rambam is a mem, he holds it goes to the maskir. Rented apartment goes to the landlord. Clear Rambam. Don't be clearer than that. Then you have the Ravid, who argues with the Rambam, and he says, Omar Avram, Dovoze, Eino Mechuv is incorrect. Shaharei b'gemora, the Gemara, he's quoting Gemara Bob Metziah of Kuf Beis Amdanov 102a. That was the bus we used to take to Father's house. 102a. Anyways, it says that in Gemara Bob Metziah that this is incorrect, says the Ravid. That's the Mashmoyas of the Gemara. Why? Because the Gemara says that we're talking about Chotze Damaskir, or Shvarim Da'osu Me'alma, animals that came from Hefka. And what does it mean, Chotze Damaskir? This is the real Shaila. What does that Gemara mean when it said Chotze Damaskir? Does it mean a rented yard? That's how the Rambam learned, a rented yard, no? Chotze Damaskir sounds like it was rented. And who's it go to Damaskir? The Rabbi says, no, you're not reading well the Gemara. Chotze Damaskir means, Deloi Agira L'Seicha. Crazy. It's the Chotze of Damaskir, which is not rented to the Seicha. Why is it called the Chotze of the Maskir? Yeah, it's not rented to the Seicha. Just call it his house. Why are you calling it Chotze of the Maskir? Pshat, the Chotze is the Maskir, and the house, the flat was rented. The flat was rented to someone else. But the Chotze, the yard, was his own yard. It belonged to the Maskir. He, of course, allowed the person to walk through. Drisa Saregali gave him, but not usage. No usages in this yard. The house was rented to the tenant. The yard still belonged to the Maskir. That's what it means. Chotze of Damaskir, says the Ravid. Amazing? So the Ravid says only in that case it goes to the Maskir. But if it would be rented to the Seicha, Mechlal de'i agirele, if it's rented to the Seicha, Kedidei domi, then it belongs to the Seicha. V'kanyele, and the tenant will be koina. Midi dehava aseicha es mekoimai. Just like we found in Shas in a story we'll come to in a moment, called Seicha es mekoimai. So let's just first analyze. We have a clear machlokes Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam says, who's it go to? It goes to the maskir, the landlord. And the Seicha says, who's it go to? It goes to the tenant. The Ravid says, who's it go to? It goes to the tenant. That's a clear machlokes. Okay. Now, the Ravid, with his last five words, was asking a kasha on the Rambam. That what he brought the Gemara, we've already explained, that Gemara is not clear, the one in Bob Metziah Kuf Beis, is not 100% waterproof riot to the Ravid, because you could learn, like the Rambam learns, Chotze Damaskir means it was actually rented out to the Seicha, and it still goes to Damaskir, so that doesn't bother us. Bob Metziah Kuf Beis doesn't bother us. But this one that he brings in the last five words, Midi Dehava Aseicha Es Mekoimei, what does he mean with that? Because there's a famous story that turns up a few places in Shas. I'm sure you've come across it. It's a story about Reb Gamliel and Rabbi Shua on the ship. And Reb Gamliel wanted to take his maisras on the ship and give maisra out to the Levi, and maisra oni to the oni. And what's he going to do? He's not next to his maisras. How's he going to be maknit to the Levi and the oni? So what he did was, he rented the place underneath that produce to the Levi and to the oni. And through that was makne, the produce, through Kenyan Chatzah. So he gave the Mokim, first he gave the Mokim to the Oni, and now that the place underneath belonged to the Oni or the Levi, then he could be now be Maknatim, the produce that was in that place, through Kenyan Chatzah. Furusha Gemara, in Bob Metziah, round up the other from the place. Furusha Gemara. So what does it say in that Gemara, at the top of the page, in Koyim Muskulai, what do we see over there? Who's Koyna in a rented place? What do we see? We see the tenant, the Seicha, is Koina, so that's the Ravid's Raya against the Rambam.
Is he charging for that?
He doesn't have to. Yeah, you don't have to charge. You can make a Kenyan Schiras without charging. Do Kenyan Agav and rent it to him, give him the usage, without charging him if you wish. If you're that type of kind of heart, no problem.
If he comes with it, the rent would be higher than if he didn't come with it.
The rent might be higher. Okay. but it's still a friendly rental, and he's very happy to rent it without charging him any money, and it's sachur loy, and who's koina? State in the Gemara, who's koina? The seichel's koina, Farishi Gemara. So how is the Rambam going to answer that? That's question number one. Good question. Kasha number two, please. What's the second kasha? The second kasha is the Rambam himself. The Rambam, which we just heard, Rabbi Wiesenfeld has mentioned the case which is brought in the Rambam in the fifth Perek of Hilchos Gerushin, Halacha Aleph. If a person wants to, Rachmona Litzlan, wants to give a get to his wife, and he puts it into a chotzer that the wife rented from someone. Not that from the husband, she rented it. She rented an apartment, and the husband wants to throw the get into a rented apartment. Does that work for a Gerushin? Says the Rambam. For a Rambam. Brilliant. The Rambam says, Zesh and Emma Batoiro, but not some biyodah. There's Perek here, Gerushin, not Aleph, down here on the page. When it says in the Torah, but not some biyodah, what does it mean? You don't actually have to put it into a hand. Ein inyan hakosov eloshi agia haget lo. The idea is the get should get to her. Okay. Echod yodo, oicheiko, either hand or her lap, oichatseiro, or her chotza, oishlucha, she'asa sa yodo ki yodo, or her shliach. Hakol echod. The echod chatseiro haknuyo lo, whether it's a chotza that she acquired, oichatseiro hamuskeres lo, or chotza that was rented to her. When the get comes to that chotza, chotza azchura, she's megureshas. Clear in the Rambam that she can be koina, kenyan chotza, came into a chotza, and she can be koina, considered her chotza, even though it's only rented to her. She's the tenant over here. The Rambam says the tenant can be koina with kenyan chotza. Hey, what happened? The same holy Rambam said in Perek Vav Azchiras Halacha Hey. That goes to the masker, goes to the landlord. Kenyan chotza goes to the landlord. So what is going on over here? Two strong questions on the Rambam. One of them was from the Rivers, from the Gemara of Seiches and Koim in the story with the ship. And the second question is from the Rambam himself, which the Tos asked this question. The Rambam himself says in Hilchos Gerushin that the Kenyan goes to the tenant and not to the landlord. What is going on over here? Pele al kol pele. And in order to understand this, we're going to stimulate ourselves with appreciation of the depth of Kinyan Chotza. We're going to understand how does Kinyan Chotza work. And when we get to that, then we can appreciate what is going to be the terrace of the Holy Rambam. Okay, now here it comes. How does Kinyan Chotza work? So let's give a little introduction to all Kinyanim. How do all Kinyanim work? When you pick something up, Meshicha, Hagbo, and taking something into your Rishus, not Kinyan Chotza, but Meshicha, putting it into your Rishus, or Hagbo, picking something up, or Kinyan Kesef. How does Kinyanim work in general? So the Chazon Ish, famous piece of Chazon Ish, brings B'Shem his father, that the idea of all Kinyanim is called Gemirus Das. It actually comes from the firm decision in your mind that you would like to have this article change its ownership from you to someone else. That's how really Kinyanim work. It's got to do with your mind. And if you have a matona mu'etes, a very small matona, or something which has full gemurus das, even without a ma'aser kinyan, it will also go over the bailus from A to B. But normally with bigger things, it's harder for you to get to that gemurus das, because it's hard for you to see that leave your rishus. So only when you see a ma'aser kinyan take place, and the ma'aser kinyan is an expression, it's called hiras bailus, it shows that this new person has become a new owner, and you watch that happen, and you don't mind him doing that, and you let that take place, that helps you reach full Gemirus Das. That's the basic understanding of all Kinyonim. Okay, so I see someone do a Hadbo, that shows he's becoming the new Bailim, and I let him do that, I didn't mind him do that. I let him do that, that brings me to my Gemirus Das, to my full decision that I'm happy for him to go ahead and do that. Very nice. That's regular Kinyonim. Now let's look at Kinyan Chotza. How does Kinyan Chotza work? Learn from a pasuk. We're not from the Yoda, we're Marabel Kinyan Chotza. How does it work? Does it work in the same frame as all Kinyonim, where the Gemirus Das? Now, where would it mean that over here? So the idea would be that I can't keep, this is a run, and Muki Yosef and Bob Matir, Dafei B'Shem, the run. I can't keep everything in my hand, all the things that I own, I can't keep in my hand in my pockets. Baruch Hashem is too many things, I can't keep it in my hand. So where do I put things? I put things in my chotza. So it's a way of showing that this is actually mine, because this is why I store things, right? Makes sense. Okay, that's one way to look at it. So the usage of the chotza is the place where I keep my things. So it shows that I'm the new Bailim. whether someone gave it to me or whether it came in from Hefka, I've now expressed that I would like to be the Baalim on this by keeping it in my Chotzah. I don't even have to do anything. I just keep it in my Chotzah and throw it out. I would like this, it becomes mine. Alright, that's one way to look at it. On the other hand, there's another way to look at Kinyan Chotzah. Because Kinyan Chotzah is unique, it's very strange. Kinyan Chotzah, if something comes into your Chotzah and you didn't know about it, it becomes yours. Chotzah Shal Adam, a Chotzah Mishlameres, is Koinulay La Adam Shalai Midato. I didn't know anything about it. How does that work? So here, new original way of coming today. A new original way to understand Chotzah. I'm sharing with you Torah that I heard from my Rebbe, Reb Tzvi Kushelevsky Shlita, okay? What I'm telling you is what I've heard from my Rebbe. Now let me pass it over to you. Do you know how Kinyan Chotzah works? The thing that comes into your Chotzah, it becomes bottle and toffle to the Chotzah. You own the Chotzah, you own the goof of the land. So the thing that comes in becomes bottle and toffle, it becomes secondary or subsidiary, they can use that word, becomes part of the Chotzah. Amazing? That's how it becomes yours. A whole different world. It's not working with the same school of thought of all Kinyanim Hurah Spilers. It's working that it became bottle and toffle to your Chotzah. It became one with your Chotzah. And since you own the Chotzah, you own this piece now as well. Amazing? What a new chiddush, what a new understanding. Okay.
It doesn't need any das from the other side either.
It would need das from the other side to give up his bailus.
To give up.
That it would need. But from your side, as long as you're interested for it to be bottle and toffle to stay there, then it will become bottle and toffle to your chotzer. Unbelievable. Eye-opening.
If it's a mistake.
Yeah.
Yes, so if it still belongs
someone
to someone else.
You the wrong parcel to the wrong person.
Yeah. It won't be able to become yours.
Won't be able to.
No. Good question. Won't be able to come
so
back.
If a dead bird fell out of the sky, it landed in there. There's no das from the mitzad the maniach.
And but there's no interest for his side either. So he would throw it out. He's going to be throwing this out.
Yeah.
So it won't become bottle. No interest in it. Won't become bottle. Okay. Now that we've understood that, let's go a step further. Someone would like to ask?
No.
Okay. So let's go a step further.
Just thinking about the last answer.
Okay. So now let's think to ourselves, which way did the Ravid learn, and which way does the Rambam learn? Let's take a look, let's think. The Ravid said it goes to the tenant when something comes into Chotzah Schura. The Rambam said that it had the mem in the name, it goes to the maskeh, it goes to the landlord. So let's think to ourselves, if you're coming from Kinyan Chotzah, that's got to do with the usages, using the place, this is where I show my bailus because this is where I use, then who are we going to understand, the Ravid or the Rambam? The tenant or the landlord? What would you have said? Who does it go to? Who's the one using this place? The Seicha. So we understand the Ravid very well. The Ravid understood, you look at the one who uses it. Very nice, clear. The holy Rambam, who says that it goes to the landlord. The one who's not using it, Bichlal, he doesn't. He's given away the usages for the next 30 days. He's the owner. So how does he understand Kinyan Chotzah, the holy Rambam? How did the Rambam understand Kinyan Chotzah? The second way that we said, that it becomes bottled to the land, to the goof of the land. Who owns the goof of the land?
The landlord.
The landlord owns the goof of the land. Beautiful? So we've been zeicha to havana, abiur, hamachlokes, Rambam, and Ravid. Okay. Now I'm going to take you a step further.
What is the zeicha owning in the land?
Oh.
No papers.
Oh, look at this. Now we're going to go a step further, and we're going to get to a depth which is unbelievable. What exactly does the Seicha have? Okay? Now there's a steer in Shas in how to define the Seicha. Tosfos asked the Kasha in Bobu Mitzia Daf Nun Vav Amudis. Do we say that a Seicha, for the time that he's in there, has been koina the land for that time? He also has a kinyan in the Guf and the Peiros for 30 days. He owns it for the next 30 days, and the landlord still owns it because he's going to own it for after the 30 days. So they both actually have a kinyan in the goof. One for the forever after kinyan, and one for the next 30 days. Is that how we look at it? That's called the Lashna Gemara Schirus Leyemei Memkehu. Schirus in its time is like a memka. It's like acquired that place for that time. That's one way to look at Schirus. What's the other way to look at Schirus? That really, Schirus Lo Kanya. Schirus is not a proper kinyan. It's just got a right to use somebody else's land. It's a usage to use somebody else's land. That's a Loshna Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Tesvav. That's Schirus Lo Kanya. What's the Gemara talking about over there? I'll tell you, interesting. The Gemara is talking about a Yisrael that rented a cow or an animal from a Kohen. And the question is whether you can feed the animal with truma food. It's cheaper truma food. There's not so many people interested in it. Can he feed it with truma food? So if it belongs to the kohen, then he can feed it with truma food. But if it became his, if he was kohen it, the seichel of Yisrael, then he won't be able to feed it with truma food. So the Gemara says, chirus loy kanya, and it still belongs to the kohen. Freit toisus in bob metzia daf nun vav amad beis. For nunu, just to help remember the daf, nun vav amad beis, toisus says over there, steering shas. Because when it comes to another Indian, which is Einor, what's Einor mean? If you sell something for too much money. Too much. So there's Dine Einor. So although in Karka we don't really have the same rules of Dine Einor, so let's not talk about renting Karka for a minute. Let's talk about renting, not even a car, because that's very heavy. It might have, we won't get into that. It might have it in Karka, but let's talk about renting a popcorn machine or something like that, right? Let's just say that. And what? And you got to know who, if you rented it for too much money, is there Dine Einor over there, like a sale? Is it like a sale or not? And the Gemara says over there, the Gemara asked the Shaila, and the Gemara says, yeah, it's like a sale. Why is it like a sale? Because Chirus Liyayme Memkuhu. Let me read you that Gemara just for a moment. The Gemara says, Maskif Lo. Let's see, this should be on Num Vav on the base. Gemara clears the Shaila. Bo Yirat Zera, Chirus. Yesh lo eino, oy ein lo eino. Does Chirus have eino? Does it not have eino? Memka omer achmona v'lo yischirus. Memka, the Torah says, v'chi simkuru memka la mislecho, a sale, not renting. Do we say then there's no eino by renting? Oy dol me lo yishno, maybe there's no difference. Omer le abaya, mi ksiv memka lo eilom. Memka stoma ksiv, it doesn't say it has to be sold forever. It says memka stoma. V'hai nami b'yoyimei mechiruhu. And a rental in its day, in its time, mechiruhu is like a sale. So is chirus kanya or is chirus not kanya? Freit toisus ala makom. V'hai b'yoyimei mechiruhu teima. In avedo zoro daf tezvav amadalef, for tu b'shvat, tezvav. Muchach des chirus loy kami mi'Yisrael. Where, in which case, mi'Yisrael shesocha para mikoyim, a Yisrael that rented the car from mikoyim, he can give it truma. So what's going on? And hereby I know, the Gemara says, it is conduit to the Seicha. So is Chirus Kanya, or is it not Kanya? It's Dira in Shas. Good question. So Tosus answers that really Chirus is not Kanya. Chirus is just a usage. You don't get a proper Kinyan in the goof of the lands. I by I know, the Gemara says that by I know, it is like a Memka. It says Tosus I know, Ksiv Memka Meyutza. The Rabbi Chirus has an extra word Memka, which includes Chirus. So really, Schirus generally is not considered like a Memka. It's an exception. Beautiful. Very nice. It's an exception over here. It's by Einor has an extra posuk, it's an exception, that we say Einor is also, Schirus is also Bechlal, the Issa of Einor. But generally, Tosfos holds Schirus is not Kanya. Okay, that's what Tosfos holds. And this fits all over in Shas, Shittas Tosfos, that Schirus is just a shibud, a usage in the land of the landlord, but not a proper kinyan. However, the Ramban, the holy Ramban...
Could you not make a contract where you have much greater rights in land or much lesser rights in land?
You're 100% right. If they wrote out in a contract differently...
Sometimes you could say, in your chotzer, I don't want to bring anything, which can be required.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm with you. Enoch and Ami.
Okay.
I agree with that.
For my friends, is renting a bridge, someone...
According to Tosa, shouldn't be Kaina. We're going to see
any problems.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's do a step further. We're passing like the Ramban, so it's okay. But let's go a step further. One more step, and that is we have the steer in Shas. Is Chirus Kaina or not Kaina? So Tosa said, really not Kaina. I know it's different. I had the ribui. But the Ramban says not like that. The Ramban is in Ksugos. Daf Nun Vov. Either Nun Vov or Nun Tes, might be Nun Tes. The Ramban says not like that, and on the sheet I brought on the Sivas, which my Rashi always used to bring, or still brings, Rebbe Tzvi, Fishalevsky Shlita, he brought it from the Sivas, and a beautiful another teretz to the Styrian Shas. So Styrus is Kanya or not Kanya. It's a bit long dish, but let's do it together. Styrus really is Kanya. Styrus, the Seicha, gets also a Kinyan in the Gufa Karta. And I said also because it's also. And when we say schirus loy kanya, do you know what it means? It's loy kanya to knock out the kinyan of the maskir. That's all it means. Schirus loy kanya lahafkia the kinyan of the maskil. The maskil also has a kinyan, and the seicha also has a kinyan. The seicha has the kinyan for the 30 days, and the maskil has the kinyan for the forever. They both have a kinyan. So when the Gemara said that, do you know if you rent a cow from a kohen, whether you can give it truma? Schiras loy kanya, you still can give it truma because the kinyan of the kohen, the maskil, is still here. That's all it meant. Schiras loy kanya, the hafkia, the kinyan of the maskil. Amazing, new Terence. So really, schiras leyoyme memku. A schiras in its time is called a kinyan. And schiras loy kanya, when the Gemara said avodah zarah tesvav loy kanya, it just meant loy kanya to be mafkia the maskir. So they both have a kinyan, the maskir and the seicha. So far so good. They both have it. Now let's get to the Rambam and answer the two kashas that we had on the Rambam. What were the two kashas we had on the Rambam? Number one, the Raiva brought the Gemara that says in the story of the ship with Rav Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. And Rav Gamliel was trying to give the Maisa and the Maisa Oni while he was on the ship. And how did he do it? By renting the land underneath, and then it'll go to the tenant, to the one who he rented it to. Right? Ooh, big pele, the Rambam holds officially goes to the landlord. But now that we understand, we set up number one, the lomdus of the Rambam. What was the lomdus? That becomes bottle and toffle to the guf hakarka. Becomes bottle to the guf. That was one step in lomdus, correct? Second step in lomdus, who actually owns the guf? They both own the guf. So when hefka comes in, like zevel from animals which are hefka, then who gets it? So the Rambam holds, that the maskir is stronger. He's odif. When it's Hefka coming in, the Maske is Odif. Because the Maske's got the forever bailus, he's called stronger. He's got the Kinyan Lo'ina. Interesting. We had over here a suggestion, maybe both. The Rosh in Chuvas, which is at the end over here, the Rosh says both will get it. Because Chirus the Yeme Memkuhu. So we have a Rishon that brought out this Lomdus that we're saying. We're not just making this up. The Rosh explains they both get it because Chirus the Yeme Memkuhu. So they both have a bailus. And the Rosh is Lishitosoi with what he brings in Avodah Zarah, B'Shem Rabbeinu Ephraim. Very interesting shaila, very negea. Halavai, it shouldn't be negea, but if a person rents out an apartment, there's an issa for Avodah Zarah to be brought into an apartment. A lav in the Torah, Le'sovi te'eva al teich be'secha. When does that issa apply? If the tenant brings in Avodah Zarah? The tenant is a guy and he brings in Avodah Zarah and the landlord is a Yisrael. Is there an Issa or not? Says the Rosh B'Shem Rabbeinu Ephraim, there's an Issa in that case because you, the landlord, still own this place. You have a bailus, it's called Beis Echel, and Avodah Zarah is not allowed to be brought into your house. Says Rabbeinu Ephraim, brought in the Rosh, also the other way around is also true. Even if the landlord's a guy and you're a Yisrael or someone who's renting, Avodah Zarah is not allowed to be in that house. Because Le'sovi al-Te'eva al-Te'ech Be'Secha applies equally to the Seicha or the Maske. They both have a kinyan in the house. And therefore the Rosh holds that if something comes in from Hefka, it'll be a Veshutfus, it'll be half-half. Because they both have a kinyan in the land. Now come back to the Rambam. The Rambam holds that the Maske is stronger when it comes to something coming in from Hefka. Okay. But if the Maske wants to be Makneh to the Seicha, the Maske has no interest in it. He wants to give the Maisa or the Maisa Oni to someone else, to the Seicha. So he has no interest. So then you know what will happen? No reason for it not to go to the Seicha. The Seicha also has a kinyan in the land. And the Maske has pulled out his interest from here because he's trying to give it to the Seicha. So in such a case, it will actually go to the Seicha. Okay? Well, now that we built up that the lomdus is not to do with who's using it. The lomdus has to do with who owns the guf hakarka. Who owns the guf hakarka? Both of them. If the maskir is interested, he actually gets first rights. But if he's not interested, it can still go to the seicha. Amazing. Now take the next case that we had. What was the second question? The second question was from the Rambam, Hilchus Gerushin, Mufurish Rambam. That get that's put into a chotzer which is rented to her, who does it go to? It will go to the Isha, it'll go to the one who's renting it, the tenant. That's a steer in the Rambam. The other Rambam said clearly it goes to the landlord. And the answer is, even if the husband is not the one who's renting it to her, It's someone else, a random person. But is that random person, that landlord, got any interest in this get?
No.
Not at all. A get that's written, a piece of paper written to some other lady? He's got no interest in that. Ah, no interest in that? Then it can go to the seicha, no problem.
But if she's renting from her husband...
Oh, very nice. If there's time, what time am I supposed to finish? 9 o'clock sharp?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll speak to afterwards. But at this point, let's just summarize what we've said. We've been seicha to hear today at Machlekes Rambam and Raivad. If it goes to the mass, it goes to the seicha. I've got to get back to my first shiners, don't I?
Oh, yeah.
Let's get back to the first shiners.
What was it? How come?
I feel bad on the time. I'll speak afterwards. I just have to respect the olam. So let's get back to the first shiners. So what were the first shiners? We wanted to know, number one, Dirshu left a box of Svarim, Hefka, inside your garden. Who will that go to? So according to the Rambam, it goes to the landlord. If he's interested, it'll go to the landlord. That's clear. And the Shulchan Aruch and Simar Shia and Gimel brings the Rambam. The Mechaba brings the Rambam. If you're interested, the landlord will get first rights to that. What was our second Shaila? If the Seicha puts the couch outside into the garden...
His couch,
I made it Hefka. Who will get that? Again, according to the Rambam, the Maske will get that. Very good, the Maske, the landlord has first rights. And in our third Shaila, what's the third Shaila? If someone wants to be Makne to the Seicha, someone wanted to give something to the Seicha, and he put it into his Chotza, who will get it in that case? There, even the Rambam will agree, since it's being given to the Seicha only, and the Maske can't get it, it's not from Hefka. The Maske can't get it, there's even stronger besides. The Maske can't get it because it's given directly to the Seicha. Then even the Rambam would agree that it will go to the Seicha. And the Loshon of the Mi'iri in Daf Kuf Beis and Bob Metzia to answer Mekoyim and Muskelai, when the Das Acheres Makne, then of course it will go to the Seicha, because then the Maske is out. I thank you very, very much for being here and listening. Go ahead. What was that?
The net.